Welcome to the podcast, guys. This is episode 158. Did you miss me? I've been gone for like 5 years now, I think. Not sure. Well, we are ever so approaching the release of Mario Party 10, which comes out this month on the 20th. Yay. Y'all hyped?
Yes, I am. Whoa. Can't wait.
Yeah. You guys don't sound hype. Come on, scream! Mario Party 10's coming out!
Whoa. Whoa. I can't scream!
Boo can't scream.
You guys suck. Well, anyways, since Mario Party 10 has been coming out closer, some people have been getting review copies and stuff like that, so we're starting to see, like videos of it surfacing on the internet and on YouTube. And we're just going to take the time today to discuss what we see in these videos, you know, just like all the cool little quirks and maybe some stuff we've heard about around the internet now that, you know, people are posting stuff about it.
Leaking, kind of.
Mm-hmm. So joining me today, we have Spider Star You.
Yes! Hello, everyone!
Okay, yeah, alright. And we have Soul.
Ew. I know, I sound like a model.
And we have Dark Boo.
Hello.
We have yours truly, and we told SC to go take a hike. And that's exactly what he did, that's why he's not here today, he took a hike.
I think he's
literally hiking right now as we speak, so that's why he's not here.
He finally took our advice.
Exercising.
Alright, well, so let's get this started. There's been a lot of videos. It's pretty much impossible to watch every single Mario Party 10 video that's been out so far, because there's so many. But they all pretty much show the same things. And right now, I think the best ones to watch at this moment are probably the ones posted by Nintendo, because they're not, like, too short, there's no talking over them, it just simply shows what's going on, and,
it's in English, so for all you English speakers,
you can understand what's, you know, what the text says, and what's being said, and all, yeah, so, it's in English, no talking, just gameplay. And, I believe he posted 3 videos. He posted one of the Bowser Party mode, the Amiibo Party mode, and of the Standard Party mode. And I believe in all 3 of these, he's playing as the new character, Rosalina, and, everyone else is just CPUs. He's just playing by himself. But, yeah, I really like these videos because, especially the Bowser Party one, not just because it has Toadette in it, but, Bowser Party looks legitimately fun. So I guess we should start with that first, with the Bowser Party mode.
Mm-hmm. Should I start with?
Yeah, we don't really have a set order here, so we'll just talk as we please what we think about these modes so far.
I think Bowser Party mode is actually unique rather than hectic, because truth be told, Bowser has many chances of winning than the team players, but I like how the team players, when they lose all their hearts, they're not permanently out the game, and then if, like, the team gains some hearts, like, they gain hearts for everyone, if not just one person, which is actually excellent to me, because when you work as a team, you would think that if one person gets something, everybody should get something, especially if it's a team battle. Not team battle, I mean, it's like team versus one person. So if one person get one heart, everybody should be able to get one heart, and that's what the case is for this. And all the roadblocks and such, like, we already clocked a T on that with the womp. Each womp is a roadblock. We clocked T on that, and we threw shade. And at the end, you just got get. It's like, what is that game? It's not Perilous. Yeah, it is like Perilous Palace Path for Mario Party Island Tour with, like, the womp. You gotta choose between a button. Well, this one is actually, you choose between 3 characters at the end, and boom, boom, bang. And if you get it wrong, they knock you all the way back to Bowser, which is so funny. They knock you way to Bowser, and then you start another Bowser minigame. And it looks fun, but I really want to not be Bowser. I would be Bowser for one game, and then after, I would like to be the team. And Yeah, when I was talking about the players that get out and they be able to get dice blocks and such, it's very nice. It's to help the team. Like, you're not out permanently. You're going to help the team some way, somehow. Notice how most of the spaces, I think actually all the lucky spaces had changed to heart spaces. Like, lucky heart spaces, whatever you want to call them. And, it's so much. You can get a, I thought it was only for this mode, but it's only one dice block that's only for this mode, which is the slow 1-2-3 dice block. And people ask, well, you need a slow one, especially if Bowser rolls a certain amount of dice block. He can roll up, like, 6 if God forbid that happened. But just to land on certain spaces, like, you try to accumulate a lot of hearts, because some Bowser minigames, they don't take a lot of hearts. But then there's only a few of them Bowser minigames that are total BS. That if you don't have, like, a lot of hearts in stock, you're out. There's no way for you to say.
Like that, the one where he has to roll around, like, the big thing, and you have to run inside of it.
Yeah, I was thinking that one, too.
And I was thinking, like, oh, shit, I'm gonna lose that one so bad.
And the one that is on the roulette, it's the roulette, and then whatever it lands on, like, if it has the three characters, like, let's say it has Toadette 3 times, all the bullet bills were home on Toadette, and they combo. It's not like when you get hit, they, like, do a flashing animation, like, for recovery. They don't do that. It's, combo until you're out. Which is, yeah, there's no recovery. It's like, if you get hit by one bullet bill, that other bullet bill coming is boom, 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 boom. And trust me, you can get out just like that with one foul hit. And Bowser Jr. space, I don't like that it can reduce everybody's hearts to one.
That's what I was going to mention. I don't like that there's such an... they're not too common, but it's just, if you get that unlucky, you practically lost the game.
It reduced hearts to one.
Yeah.
I don't mind a half, but damn, one?
Yeah.
And then Bowser, he gets dice blocks and such every now and then. Did we ever see Nabbit yet? Because they said Nabbit was going to be the one to give him dice blocks, but instead, Bowser Jr. is the one to give him dice blocks.
I don't know. I think at least the one that Nintendo posted, like, the computers lost so fast that they didn't even make it through, like, half the board. They, like, got it. They got, like, got to the mini boss battle, and that's it. And they lost.
Yeah. I saw other videos. This one was in French. No, it wasn't in French. It was in German, and they got to the end, but I didn't see a Nabbit. Only one that gave Bowser dice blocks is Bowser Jr.
Yeah, maybe it's... Wait, is this another Bowser Party thing, or...?
It's actually the same... It's Mushroom Park Bowser Party mode.
Maybe Nabbit will play another role in Standard Mario Party? I don't know.
Oh, it's Standard...
Maybe he might appear
standard,
in the procedure, or maybe they cut him out. I don't know.
It's Standard Mario Party, he's not there as well. We actually have Bowser Jr.
That's really weird.
They probably cut him out then, I guess.
And also, I thought that it was only going to be Bowser Jr. spaces, but they can actually change it to Bowser spaces. Which is like, I sit there like, really? They can actually change it to Bowser spaces. And this mode... go ahead.
I felt really bad for that, in the Nintendo video where, one character landed on the Bowser Jr. space, and then, like, everyone
another
lost,
one.
Like, 3 stars,
yeah.
And then they went back, and then it was Toadette's turn, and then she landed on the same exact Bowser Jr. space,
yeah.
And then it was, like, everyone loses half.
Yeah, that was, like, it was kind of rough. They didn't have a good... Well, it wasn't good for them that game.
Yeah, like, yeah, have you ever felt bad for a computer player? And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, because they kept on landing on back... And then they go backwards, and then after they land on Bowser Jr. space again, I was sitting there like, combo, wreck. I'm like, oh my goodness.
I think something like that happened to me in Mario Party 9, not with a... Actually, I think it might have been with a Bowser space, but I remember, like, going... No, wait, no, it wasn't. It was the volcano stage, and it kept going up and down and up and down, and, like, getting the same mini stars over and over again.
And notice how they blocked some of the paths off. Like, and they didn't block the path off. They actually made Bowser Party a little bit linear. Well, not linear. That's the wrong word. They didn't make it with all around loops and such. They actually make it like a quick stage. Well, it's not that quick. They're like 68 spaces in the Mushroom part. But I just like how they have the, wait a second. I really don't care. Like, them separate paths. Like, what is that other one with the water? Is it underwater something?
I didn't bother remembering the board names.
I didn't even realize.
No, I mean, when come on, somebody help me pronounce this. Whimsical?
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 Yeah, that's whimsical.
Whimsical, yeah.
That one, Whimsical Waters, because I can't pronounce that. But, that one, it has cutoff paths as well, basically to avoid intersections. So, Vows of Party for me, I have no problem with it. It's a lot of chances for people, for Vows to win, but I think that if the team work together and be unlucky, they can actually win with ease, because they can go right past Bowser. And think that Bowser could reroll his dice block pisses me off.
Yeah.
He's talking about, no, that's not fair, let's do it again. I'm like, excuse me?
I don't think the mode is unfair, like, bad. I think it's going to be fun. But at the same time, I just rewatched the Bowser Party video. That's why I was silent. But to me, like, it is so easy for Bowser to win, though.
Yeah, Bowser can definitely get some cheap shots in, but yeah, it definitely seems like a really good mode if you want, like, a fast Mario Party.
Yeah, that's true. And also, hey, if you're playing as Bowser, you'll definitely love this moment, I'm sure. Yeah.
And stock up on double dice blocks.
Bowser's like the role you give to, like, your little brother who is never good at Mario Party, so, you know, he might actually have a chance to win this time.
Yeah, that's what you do. Don't you have a little brother, little sister, let them play as Bowser.
Don't do that, because my mom wasn't good at Mario Party 9, she beat me.
Boo, you're going to let your mom play as Bowser.
Yeah, you have to do it at least once.
Once. And I need to be on Skype to hear it. Boy is so mad. He's gonna snap the Mario Party 10 disc in half, like he did before.
Wait, what? He snapped the disc
in half. I snapped
my
game in half because I got pissed off at it.
I've never heard this story.
And I had to replace it. My mom didn't know I snapped it in half. I don't think you know. I literally found $50 while going to GameStop. So I rebought Mario 25.
He snapped the GameCube game in half.
Yeah, because it pissed me off. I don't like it.
Oh my god.
Oh, I think I also saw something. It wasn't a video, but I saw like a picture. And this isn't very surprising at all, but apparently you unlock Spike and Toadette just like you unlocked like characters in Mario Party 6. You have to like buy them.
Yeah, you have to buy them.
That is mushroom. That is problematic for the mushroom and Toad community.
This is like the second time you have to like buy Toadette from slavery.
It's ridiculous.
For a time, if you count stuff like Mario Garth World Tour, where you had to pay to play as Toadette.
It's ridiculous. We have to sell Toadette to slavery.
I feel bad.
This is Toadette trafficking.
Gosh,
I feel bad because I feel like Toadette shouldn't be an unlockable character. I really felt like Rosalina should be unlockable.
And that's good news. But this is good news for people who don't like Spike. You never have to play as him.
If you don't want to, but
yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
You don't even have to have him on your character select screen. You can just leave him as a blank unlockable space for the entire for all eternity. Unless there's another way to unlock them, but so far I haven't seen anything like that. So right now you guys are good.
Yay!
Good.
That's right. You all bet. You just waste all your money buying Toadette and not Spike.
And plus, they give you a lot of Mario Party points anyway.
Yeah, which I think they're good. Only about like worth like 600 Mario Party points.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mhm.
It's like 600 or 900. I don't remember.
I don't mind.
But the good thing about me liking Toadette though is that usually always when there's a game with Toadette, Toad is in there too. So I don't have to like waste my time. I don't have to waste my time unless if it's Mario Kart Double Dash where like they're both unlockable. I don't have to play as anybody else but Toads.
I don't mind playing as Toadette.
Yeah, we were playing Mario Party 6 the other day, and Boo's like, "Aw, Toadette's not there," because we played a new file. He's like, "Aw, I want Toadette."
Yeah, I like, if there's no Boo, I usually play as Toadette or Daisy, but at times Daisy voice overwhelms me, so I had to play, like, with Toadette.
Daisy, you're beautiful, but you're so annoying.
Yeah, that voice is a trip.
She's getting more and more crazy as time goes on in these Mario games.
Daisy's been doing crack.
They're trying to differentiate her from Peach. Because everybody always compare her. I think Daisy has a she's a tomboy.
Peach is the sweet one, and Daisy's the crazy one.
Daisy's the all-out rough one.
Yeah, so trying to make that difference.
Daisy's the Rihanna of the group.
Yeah.
And then Rosalina.
Rosalina is that one who doesn't want anything to do with them. They're like, "You guys can do your own thing."
Rosalina always.
Rosalina's Iggy Azalea.
Rosalina's
not that bad.
That's even worse.
Like, passively aggressive.
Rosalina's a good character. I'd say, like, what's a girl character people don't like? Wendy's Iggy Azalea.
I was gonna say Birdo, but okay.
Yeah, actually they have.
Actually, people like Birdo, so you can't
say that. People like Birdo. I actually heard people were mad because Birdo's not in Mario Party 10, which I just like noticed until now. That just goes to show you how much I care about Birdo. I didn't even notice that she wasn't in the game until now. I was like,
But you want to know something? When Mario Party 9 came out, there people were complaining about Birdo.
Yeah, they're like, "Why is Birdo there? Why
people complain about Birdo when she's in stuff. People complain about Birdo when she's not in stuff. It's the never-ending cycle. Yeah.
Birdo can never do anything right.
Shout out to all you Birdo fans for dealing with this stuff.
Yeah, that's why you can't please everybody. I know that.
I know in the past Toadette used to get a lot of hate, but not that much anymore. Especially I think pretty much since, like, her big return to mainstream Mario games, like, ever since she came back during Mario Garf, like, I haven't seen, people who... I've seen probably, like, maybe two people who said they didn't like Toadette, and that's it.
And they didn't even really have a good reason to not like her. They just said they don't like her.
One person I saw was from Tumblr, and they apparently exclaimed that they don't like her because she's not what they imagine from a female Toad. So I guess it's like they don't like the way that she looks or something like that.
Maybe it's just personality.
I don't know what kind of drugs they're on, because Toadette is obviously the sexiest character in Mario next to Big Sexy Wario.
Yeah, I think we've already established the Big Sexy list, where it's like Wario, then it's Toadette, and then...
Oh no, Toads are genderless.
Big Sexy and Little Sexy.
Yeah.
Oh no, mm-hmm. He said Toadette.
Secret friends.
Yeah, why do you think Wario and Toadette are called secret friends in Mario Party 6? They know they're hot. They're strutting together, showing off their stuff to the whole world.
Yeah, and they had to make it secret instead of sexy. They couldn't make it sexy.
They didn't want Toad finding out.
people might get the wrong idea if they're called sexy friends. They're just friends, guys.
Just friends.
Wink.
No, just
friends.
Friends
who are sexy.
With benefits.
Exactly. Oh, I got you.
Oh, wink, wink, wink.
Big and bodacious.
Nice. What were you talking... Oh, yeah, let's talk about Mario Party again. Yeah, so does anyone else have something to say about Bowser Party?
It's big.
It's big. It's bodacious. It's Bowser.
I think.
Oh man, you know what? A lot of people complain about it, but I kind of like Bowser's big dopey dad voice from Sunshine.
Yeah, me too.
I kind of wish Bowser still sounded like that. It's like, "Yeah, Mario, I'm gonna stop you. I'm gonna ruin your party."
Yeah, I liked Bowser's voice back then, but I like Bowser Jr.'s voice now. I think Bowser Jr.'s voice is better than it was before.
If Bowser Jr.'s annoying in any game he's in.
Yeah, so, for Bowser Party, I think I pretty much said everything I was gonna say. Like, you know, I think that, you know, it's gonna be very easy for people playing as Bowser to win. Not saying it's gonna be like, oh, you're automatically gonna win, but I'm just saying, like, I think it's very easy for Bowser to win.
Yeah,
but,
and also remember that in the video, I wrongly said before that in all the Nintendo videos that he's playing as Rosalina, but actually in the Bowser Party video, he was playing as Bowser. So if that's the video you see in Judge Bowser Party on, remember that those are all computers in the video, and I don't think it said what level the computers are on, so they might be easy, might be hard, I don't know.
Oh.
But it might be, Bowser Party might be a lot, Bowser Party will be definitely a lot different if you're playing with all humans.
Yeah, I think people are going to be smarter than computers.
Yeah.
Computers. I'm smarter than a computer.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Are you smarter than a fifth grade computer?
Ooh, wow, that's the ultimate challenge.
I don't think he's so smart in a fifth grader, though, because he's only in, like, second grade.
He's actually graduated.
He's in fourth grade. He'll be going to fifth grade next year. Then he'll be as smart as a fifth grader.
God, all right. Why are you guys so
you have a while to go, Sol.
You guys have to give me some credence.
But yeah, that's what I think about Bowser Party. That's pretty much it.
All right, so yeah, that was Bowser Party. Next, let's move on to the second unique mode in Mario Party 10, and that's Amiibo Party.
Mii mode.
Amiibo.
Amiibo mode.
Boo, do it again. You did it so well.
Amiibo.
Oh, man. Someone find out how to mod a Wii U so we can replace all of the voice clips in Mario Party 10 with Boo's voice.
Oh, please. Someone figure out how to do that.
I want Boo to voice
Daisy.
We'll
pay you big money, and by big money I mean like $3, because that's pretty much all I have.
Well, big money, I was going to pay 70 cents, but okay.
I want Boo to voice Daisy.
See, I'm bald. I got $10 in my pocket right now.
Damn, that's so much.
Uh-huh, I'm going to buy myself a stripper.
Alright,
so Amiibo Party.
Amiibo Party. I actually like this concept, and everybody got mad because it's no intersections and things of that nature, but my main focus is that we have mini games. We have fun with boards. We have fun with boards like that. Like Mario Party 1, the minigame stadium, Mario Party 2 minigame stadium. We have fun. Like it wasn't all boring or anything. And plus we have items. We have numerous tokens. I mean so many. You have the jump block. You know the musical note one that bounces you to the star. You have the power block. You have the warp pipe. You have the dash special. You have so many tokens. Bowser token. It's so many tokens. I can't even name all of them. So my thing is this will be fun. We roll 1-6 dice block, which is natural. But you can get a double. You can get a double dice block, reverse dice block. I mean double dice blocks. Reverse dice block, and so many. The slow dice block is kind of common, and also one thing that I really, really love. You know, the Meepo Party is split into four sections. You can rearrange different areas. So it may be a Bowser stage, and you can have one piece. The top left column be Rosalina, and the bottom right be Donkey Kong.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, I didn't expect that to happen. That is very, very, it looks very fun.
I thought they said in the beginning when they revealed Amiibo Party that you would be able to mix and match stages.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember it. Probably everybody was like criticizing it because they said.
Doesn't change how cool it is, though.
Yes, it's very cool. And I like the minigames. I like the fact that you can play some minigames. Period. Every turn there is a minigame. And I want to know, can you actually set the number of turns? Because I saw somebody play 10. I was like, 10 is not enough for me. I need more.
Exactly. I need more than 10.
Yes. And the teleportation space. Warp space with the warp block. Warp pipe. I feel like they should have some type of randomizer instead of letting you choose a space to go to. Because it's kind of like broken. Because they always going to choose the one that goes to a star. And it's so many events and things in that nation. Like I said, it's to bring nostalgia back. It wasn't to please people. I'll tell you that for a fact. It wasn't to please someone talking about I want classic mode back. They actually did it for nostalgia purposes. Because if they wanted to bring the classic mode back, they could have like executed it more better. But I don't mind. At least we got something and it's better than nothing. And about this Mario Party 10, we have so many modes that you can play. So it offers a variety, and it may get boring if you play every last mode. But at least it's trying to give Mario Party, well, let's say Mario Party 10. It's trying to give Mario Party 10 some replayability. That's what it's trying to do. It's trying to give some replayability so you can replay them. Because usually when you play like a Mario Party, you get to that certain time, whereas you're like, I'm done with the game. Like, there's nothing else for me to do. So that's what I think their intent was to do. Give some replayability and try to satisfy some other people because Nintendo already know, every game console already know, you can't please everybody, it's impossible. If you please, you can't please
if
anybody.
If only we could.
Yeah, there's always that one person, and in Nintendo's case, it's always that 10,000 people. But back to Amiibo Party. I like the concept. The concept is fairly simple. You play mini games every turn. Yeah, every time you play mini games, and it's all right to me.
It's similar to classic Mario Party, but not identical.
Yeah.
It's different enough that it doesn't feel tired, and I like that. I feel like I might be playing it more than the normal Mario Party. It looks fun enough, but I'm worried that the minigame selection might be a little loose.
Also, I have one more thing. I was watching the French one because I wasn't watching the Tim Dan, I think that's his name. I was watching some type of French video, and I understood the French real quick. Luigi was in fourth place, and he landed on Bowser, and Bowser was going to take a star. Instead, Bowser gave him a star. I'm like, no! I'm like, you know how Mario Party 9, where a person in last place will lose half of their mini stars, but Bowser may change his mind or give them 10 mini stars or give them half plus mini stars? He gave Luigi a star. I'm like, no, that's not the concept of Bowser I want. If you're in last and you land on Bowser, Bowser should not be helping you. Bowser don't have a good heart. He doesn't have a good heart. Mm-hmm. He has to steal. He got to pay for his cha-cha heels and his renaissance spiky shell. He got to pay for that. He's not going to give you a star.
And those collars.
Yes, because he made sure his collars were well kept. So my thing is, I didn't like that because when you land on Bowser, you're supposed to lose something, not gain. You only gain 10 coins because that's a consolation fee. That's just my honest opinion. You land on Bowser, you should lose something.
I know this is going to be a really silly question, but isn't Bowser playable in Amiibo Party?
Yeah, and when you land on a Bowser space, he warps to the center stage and basically the roulette spins. And
what happens if Bowser lands on a Bowser space?
That's one thing I have not seen yet.
Maybe it'll just be a Bowser Jr. space instead or
another,
something.
Another Bowser comes, or Bowser punches himself in the face.
So if Bowser plays, is the mode going to be a little bit different if Bowser's playing?
Like, the minigames become the Bowser minigames, which kind of sucks because then you're only, like, restricted to the small amount of Bowser minigames.
Yeah.
But the rest of the mode plays the same. So, like, there's no Bowser chasing after everybody. It still plays like a normal Mario Party, but it changes the minigames.
Oh, well, it looks like I'm not going to be using the Bowser Amiibo too much.
That seems so weird.
It seems, one thing that sucks, though, it seems like there's only going to be a few boards, because it looks like right now that only the characters who don't have Mario Party Amiibo, so, like, Daisy, Waluigi, Daisy, Waluigi, Toadette, and Spike, like, you know, they don't have Amiibos yet, and so they don't, like, and it doesn't, and, like, when you look at the main board, and you can choose, like, computer pawns, they're not there either, so it doesn't look like they're gonna have Amiibos right now, but who knows, there might be DLC in the future. There's no option to have them in the mode at all, not even as computers.
Wow, that really sucks.
I think they'll add it as an update. It seems unfair if they didn't do it otherwise.
Now I know I definitely need to get a Toad one. I really gotta get Toad, but Toad's sold out everywhere. Come on.
maybe if somehow I can get two Toad Amiibos, I'll make one look like Toadette.
A customized Amiibo?
You can buy a customized Amiibo.
And if you can name it, I'll name it Drag.
Drag.
I'm done with you.
Okay.
I'm done with my San Amiibo Party.
For me, I don't know if I really said much, but I think Amiibo Party is really cool. I'm so glad they have this mode after watching some more videos about it. I think it's just a really cool, like, you know, just like a neat feature. It's just neat to have this in the game. Like, you know, it's like just an extra for fans, you know, who liked like the classic mode, but it's not exactly like classic mode, but like it is similar. So like people who like the older Mario Party games, they'll get it with ease. And I just think that's really fun. I think that's really cool that they decided to do that, you know. And also you can mix and match the board with certain pieces and parts. I just think that's so cool. I love it. I really like this.
I really want to see. We've already seen footage enough of it, but I really want to play it because I don't know. I feel like I'll be playing Amiibo Party more, but I don't know how I feel about comparing it to Mario Party mode.
Yeah,
it's not the same, but it's not. It's different in a good way. It doesn't look like. Doesn't look like it's you know, bad or anything. It's definitely not the same, but still.
I think people will enjoy it, and I really think people really need to stop about this whole classic mode stuff. You know, I want classic mode. I'm pretty sure all of us in some way want like a similar classic mode thing. But you know what? The truth of the matter is we're not gonna get it, at least for now. Alright, so we need to just accept what we have. You know, Mario Party 10 looks really good. There's going to be some great stuff. I'm sure there's going to be some stuff that we don't like, but that's with any game. You know, I think people really need to just get over this classic mode stuff and just give Mario Party 10 a chance. Because really, it does look like it's going to be a lot of fun. And even then, alright, the mini games are fantastic. I think the character roster is improved. Toadette's there. Rosalina's there. Donkey Kong's there. Boo, do your Donkey Kong voice.
Donkey.
I love that.
Donkey. And, you know, there's just so much stuff. So I think that, you know, I think it's really cool. And, you know, I'm sad that Birdo's not there, you know, because I really like Birdo. Birdo's not my most favorite character. But, you know, even then, you know, I have Big Sexy Wario.
Birdo's better than Spike.
Yeah, Birdo's better than Spike. But,
I don't understand why Spike. Why would they use Spike and not bring back a new character, an older character?
Yeah, why not like Shy Guy or like a Koopa Troopa? Like that is so weird.
Were they that scavenging for a new character? They had to like dig up a new enemy.
They always do that. They have new characters and then they don't add them back. They had
Spike
Blooper.
Spike isn't even that new of an enemy either.
Yeah.
Like, hold on a second. I'm gonna consult the Mario Wiki for this. What was the first game that Spike was in?
Spike's Tilt and Tumble.
I had like Blooper, Hammer Bro.
Mario Bros.
Wasn't those Tubba things similar to Spike?
Yeah, the one yes. Spit out the ball. Spike. So isn't that in 2 or 3? I think 3.
They first appear in Super Mario Bros. 3. So yeah, they are not.
Yay,
new at all.
I got it right.
Good job, Boo. Why wasn't that a question on the last quiz we had?
Exactly.
But ultimately, to me, the character roster is better, though, because we have Toadette, we have Rosalina, and we have Donkey Kong. Like, if you don't like Spike, then I don't like Spike either.
You don't have to buy him. You don't have to buy him, guys. You don't have to play as him.
Yeah, just don't buy him.
Just buy Toadette. That's it.
Ignore Spike. Just don't pick them, that's it. You know, I'm a little disappointed they removed characters like Magi Koopa and things like that. But, you know, ultimately, you know, I think that we have a pretty solid roster, and I don't think that we should really complain about it. That's just my opinion. You have the right to complain if you want, but I'm just saying that's what I think.
So, yeah, so does anyone else have anything else to say about Amiibo mode?
Amiibo!
I don't have anything else.
Amiibo. Alright, so, Amiibo. Okay, so I guess, to wrap this up, we should just go to, like, the classic Mario Party mode. Well, I don't want to call it classic Mario Party mode, but the regular Mario Party mode. So, yeah,
everything's
that's the
better
one
as a
where you're in
standard
a, where you're in
Mario
a car,
Party.
And, or in some cases a plane, and you just move around and stuff. What do you guys think about that?
Okay, for this one, I'm sorry, I'm going first.
It's like Boo's gonna start off.
But, so for this one, I actually don't mind it, and they have a wide selection of dice blocks, because you can get a double dice block, which is, you would think it's kind of dumb, but it's actually nice that you can roll 2 dice blocks. And, they try to add dice blocks. It's basically, like, almost the same one. There's no 1 to 10 dice block, which is a blessing, because it was, like, unnecessary for that. So, I don't find anything... It's good they allow you to get a lot of dice blocks, especially for Chaos Castle, because that ending part with Bowser, when I tell you, it's serendipitously insane that you can lose half your mini stars in a matter of... And my thing is, that's clock T on that stage. You lose half... There's many chances where you lose half your mini stars at the end! At the freaking end of the area! That's the thing. It's not like in the middle. It's at the end. It's so many chances for you to lose many stars in that. That's why they call it chaos. Because the second you can lose many stars, the first part, the second part, and the hell third part, you can lose so many in a matter of seconds. Somebody had 69 mini stars, and all the way at the end had 15. They kept on losing half and half and half. But there's one space you can abuse it, which is that backspace. Because when you land on the backspace, it doesn't activate the space behind you. Which is a blessing, because they like to have it at the end. Whereas you go back and you can land on a Bowser space and it actually activates it. So it pisses me off. But let's get back to the Mushroom Park. Mushroom Park is your fairly simple first stage. And it's very simple. Nothing unique. A lot of chances for you to play on like little amusement park rides and things of that nature. It's very fun. Also, you remember that one space that looked like a Chance Time space?
Mm-hmm.
You want to land on that space. Because it's exactly you taking 5 mini stars, 10 mini stars, or half somebody else mini stars. That's what it does. And
Like, guaranteed that you are taking?
Yes, guaranteed.
Ooh.
That's gonna make some people mad.
Shake things up.
I can't wait to see play with your mom, Boo. She's gonna land out of space and take from you.
Yeah,
you're gonna snap.
If I do that, she'll quit.
Well, you would quit too.
Yeah, I'd be mad. Especially whimsical waters. They have like 3 of them spaces, and they all at the end.
Ooh, I want to land on that space now.
One. You gotta use like the 1-2-3 block.
Yeah, because they have the slow 1-2-3 block as well. I think they have the slow one. They have 0-1, 1-2-3, 4-5-6, double. I said slow already. They have 1-2-3 slow. I don't think they have a reverse dice block. I don't think that's the only dice block I think they don't have for that mode. The reverse is called negative. But I don't think they have it. And they give you a lot of dice blocks. So my thing is, I'm kind of in the good. It's like Mario Party 9 again. Especially with the loose half star gimmick, which I hate a lot. Haunted Trail, it's alright. It's very, 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 very long. Very long. Whimsical Water, we never seen. That's the only stage I never seen. Airship Central, we clocked the T on that. And then the second part is like that Thunderhead area. Thunderhead, now I'm thinking of freaking Zelda. Thundercloud. that area, yeah. Chaos Castle, we already clocked T on that one. And I feel like I'm so incomplete, but I keep on forgetting it's only 5 stages. It's only 5. I feel like it's incomplete, but it's only 5. And, it basically a regular Mario Party 9. Yeah, I have nothing else to say about that. Except for boss battles, if somebody tie, you gotta roll a dice block to break the tie.
Oh.
And it's only for boss battles.
Yeah.
I mean, truth be told, that's how older Mario Parties would do it if 2 people won, like, the whole board. But, what I think about Mario Party, the main Mario Party mode. Oh, my God. You see, because my opinion will be changed so dramatically when I actually play the game. Because I might be like, oh, this pissed me off. I'm trying to be
positive.
Well,
that's the point of making an opinion right now. You can see, compare it to, you know, what happens when you actually get the game.
Yeah, you're right. One thing I like, let me just, like, go through bits and pieces that I saw in the video by Nintendo Don?
Oh, it's a Nintendo Dan.
Don, yeah.
I love how the versus space, like, you can the dice block appears and you can choose, like,
yes.
4 player, 2 versus 2, yeah. 1 versus 3.
Yeah.
Battle.
Battle, yeah.
I think that's such a weirdly, like, perfect thing that I can't believe they've never done before.
Yeah. Like, also, I love
not
the fact
not even, like, the old Mario Parties?
I don't think so.
Well, you couldn't pick before.
Yeah.
Well, you Mario had to, like, land on the space.
Yeah, the corresponding space.
But one thing I like is, 2 versus 2 minigames are finally back. Oh, I'm so happy. Love working with one person and not, like, just everyone all together against one person. So I'm so glad that they have the 2 versus 2 back. Let me see. I'm looking through this. I love the minigames. Like, I literally have no complaints about the minigames so far. Every minigame I've seen is just, like, so awesome. I haven't really seen too much of the boss battles. So
boss battles.
I can't really.
Yeah, Nintendo's like cuts out the boss battles. It might be for time constraints, but it also might be for spoilers. But I don't really know if it'd really be really spoilery because we all know we're just gonna get generic enemies and like Bowser is the final boss because that's how it always goes.
Yeah.
The thing is, we have a. Oh, can I spoil it for people, or should I say spoilers?
I think we mentioned the bosses last time.
Oh, no, there's one boss. Oh, that's the thing. There's one other thing about Chaos Castle final boss. You know it's Bowser, but can I say it?
Yeah, I don't even know what it is, so yeah.
Spoilers!
Oh, yeah, spoiler.
Spoils.
It's Skip actually, ahead, like, a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's actually two bosses. The first the first half is Bowser. The second half is Dry Bowser.
Ooh.
Dry
I thought
Bowser?
It was something more interesting.
Yes, because
wasn't Dry Bowser in Island Tour too?
Yeah.
Yes.
But
we
it's Bowser
Dry
and
Bowser?
Then,
we don't have Wet
then
Bowser.
Then Dry Bowser.
Where's yeah, Wet Bowser?
Uh-oh. He'd be in...
That's regular
he'd
Bowser.
He'd be in the water.
Wet Bowser is Bowser right when he's in the lava.
Oh, yeah.
You never get to fight him because he instantly dies and turns into Dry Bowser.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when you face Bowser in the things and attack him... He flies into the lava, and he gets eaten up by the lava, and then Dry Bowser pops out of the lava.
That sounds pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
It's
like how it always goes.
I love Dry Bowser.
Alright, so that wasn't really much of a spoiler, but whatever.
Oh, no, because some people probably didn't know that, and they would have find it cool to actually see it themselves.
Oh, yeah, alright, I guess that's true. Alright, still spoiler. I take it back. Still spoiler.
Alright, are the spoilers done?
Spoilers done.
Is now spoiled. You're all good.
But other than that, you know, I think the Mario Party mode is looking really promising. You know, is there captain events? Because I'm looking through this and I haven't really seen.
I don't think
they
think
got
captain
the
events are gone.
Yeah, they got the space, like the captain event space, but it's not captain event. It's like event.
That's how serious it is.
It's a board map within it's an event inside the board map itself. Like Chaos Castle is the final stretch where if you gotta make sure you don't land on the red hot spaces, if you do you lose half your mini stars. The same with Airship, the Airship one. If you land on that the target space you lose half your mini stars. And then after there's a second little event part where you gotta attack the ship. Which Wicked Water, don't know. Haunted Trail, I don't even think there's one. No, there's not one. And Mushroom Park, it doesn't have one as well.
Oh, thank God there's none of that Captain Events from our Party 9. I couldn't stand Captain Events, especially that Blooper Beach crap. But that's for another pod. Not even for another podcast. I said that before. You just look at past podcasts and I've said that. But yeah, I'm so glad that we don't have to deal with those captain events anymore. Thank God. Captain
Me
events
too.
Would have been so much cooler, like if they actually used
if
them
they
correctly.
If they weren't like luck based or something like that.
If they weren't luck based, and also like there was actually like maybe I don't know, just something like a little bit more of a strategy, or like maybe like it would have been like a mini game or something. I
yeah,
don't know.
More like strategic so instead. Cool. Of, oh, hey, like pick a part, and maybe you'll get lucky.
Yeah, that's I don't know, but you know, ultimately, I think that you know, this is really looking promising, and the mini games look so good. Really quickly before I stop speaking, I really want to mention this really quickly. I noticed that there's a mini game called Bouncy Brawl. That literally is just almost completely like Bounce and Trounce from Mario Party 3.
Yeah, it's the four-player minigame, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. SC will like this game. You know how much he likes bouncing on people's heads.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's like bouncing people off.
Bounce and Trounce.
But it's so cool. Oh my God, these minigames. And they look so cool, too. Like, look at the graphics. They look so good.
So HD!
Oh my God!
I'm really surprised that they actually put so much work into the graphics for such
did.
A Mario Party game.
Yeah. Like, did you guys notice how when characters like I think Spike does it too, but I know you know it's easier to Toad and Toadette when they hit the dice block, their heads squish.
Same.
It just happens with them, and I'm pretty sure I think Spike too. I think it happens with all the little characters. But when they it's easiest to notice with the Toads since they have such giant heads. When they hit the dice block, their head squishes, and I thought that it was really cute.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't notice.
I wish spores would come out.
I thought it'd be... Imagine if it was, like, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, and, like, they made, like, a squeaky toy sound. Like... I can't make a squeaky toy noise with my mouth, but you get the point. So yeah, you can definitely tell how much hype we have for this game. It looks very promising, and you know, coming from me, you can tell how promising it is when I say this. I think I would still be hyped for this game, even if there was no Toadette.
That's a lie. I don't believe that.
I didn't even feel that way for Niner Island Tour.
That's all true.
This game looks promising enough that I would still buy it, even if it didn't have Toadette in it.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that's pretty much all we have to cover right now. I mean, all that's really come out so far are videos of stuff that we just talked about. So, the three different modes and the boards in action.
I think we should link the videos that we've been watching and whatnot in the description. So,
oh yeah,
there's a lot of videos for me.
Oh, well, I only looked at three, and they're all by Nintendo Don.
There's some more.
Shout out to Nintendo Don.
Nintendo Don for making these good videos, and you can also check out their review too. They made the in their link there in his videos, he has a link to like a review he made.
Yes, so we'll include that in the description, and if God forbid we forget, then you go in the comments and be like, yeah, you guys forgot!
That's what I do.
So yeah, I think that's it. So I guess we should get on to what have we been doing.
Because there's no news. I don't know, Mario Party 10.
Is there news?
There's one thing. Can I mention just one thing? Okay, so Super Zambazi, who's taking a hike right now.
Hiking in the woods.
He made an article basically exclaiming that, you know, for MPL, all throughout this month, alright, well, at least until Mario Party 10 comes out, I mean, come on. But, you know, every single day, like, each and every single day up until Mario Party 10 gets released, we're gonna have an article. Alright, so we've already had the Mario Party 1, Mario Party 2, retrospective, basically, where SC gives his opinions on that game, and you can give your opinion by just commenting. He already did it all for Mario Party 1.
Tell him that he's wrong.
And tell him that he's wrong, or if he's right,
always
or
wrong.
Most
so
likely
good.
He's wrong.
He's always wrong. Every day.
He did Mario Party 1, Mario Party 2, Mario Party 3, Mario Party 4, Mario Party 5, Mario Party Advance, Mario Party 6, and Mario Party 7. Can I say this really quickly? I don't know why everyone has such a negative opinion about Mario Party Advance. It's really not as bad as people say.
It's not good.
Wait, Mario Party?
Mario Party Advance.
It's the forgotten one.
It's one that people say that is not a Mario Party. I guess that's why.
And that's
it's not
true.
Good,
that
but
is
it's
true,
not.
But it's like, when you look at it for what it is, it really isn't that bad. Like, if you think of it as a Mario Party, then I can understand why you think it's bad. But to say that it's bad itself, like, I don't know. Because maybe it's because I played it so much when I was younger that I never thought that. But, you know, hey. But yeah, all those articles are up, and there's a schedule going on, like, about what thing is coming when, alright? Today is March 7th, so you're currently listening to our Lost Levels podcast, and that's actually part of the schedule. Go check the schedule of the countdown to Mario Party 10, and you'll see us there, alright? We have three slots, alright? We're gonna be on March 7th, March 14th, and March 21st. March 21st, we're gonna give our opinions on Mario Party 10 because most likely we're all gonna have the game and we're gonna clock tea and we're gonna have fun and
I'm gonna try my damn hardest to get the game on time because you know I got like a school event on that same day, so I'm pretty much gonna have to like go to the store, get the game, go back to school, do this thing, and then use my available time like the rest of Friday night and Saturday to play the game.
Oh,
it come out Friday
night playing the game.
I have spring break that week.
Boo, don't rub it
My spring break isn't until April.
Yeah, I have spring break in April. I have Easter break in April.
Damn, Boo.
Lucky. I can't wait to get into go to college next year and get all these nice ass breaks.
I didn't know that the spring break was next. Well, the spring break start on the 16th. I didn't know that. I was like, oh. Okay.
Surprises like that are always the best.
Yes. And, yeah, basically, check the countdown out. I'm sorry if I explained it wrong, because, you know what, no tea, no shit, I can't explain anything. I really, hopefully, I never become someone who advertises products, because I'll be like, oh, okay, so this is a game.
This is a thing that and does a thing, like and it does it. A thing.
Because I can explain things, but then I over-explain it, because it's like, if I just explain it normally, you'd be like, okay, I get it. But then I over-explain it, I'm like, oh, this, and you're like, wait, you just confused me.
This, and all of these!
That always happens in real life. I gotta work on that. But basically, go check out the countdown. All right, it's gonna be a countdown till Mario Party 10 comes out. So we're gonna have all sorts of articles and then podcasts and whatnot. So yeah, just wanted to put that out there. And that is it. We can move on to what have you been doing now.
All right, so Boo's been going pretty much going first with all these questions. So Boo, what have you been doing this week?
Boo, please, not 20 minutes.
Yes.
It's gonna take 5 because I can't talk that much.
Okay. Go ahead, baby.
I went to the dentist and got my, this phone been going off for so long. I went to, the dentist on Friday and they took out my wisdom teeth.
Fun.
They put me to sleep, but it didn't kick in until they took out the first one. So I sat there and I took all that pain. I felt the drilling my gums, splitting them open, extracting the tooth. I felt it all. When I tell you, child, that's not a sensation you want to put up with. I felt it all. The second, the left side, I didn't feel it because I went to sleep. I think I took too much pain. And on the right side, that was the first one. It hurt so bad. Then when I woke up, that stupid bitch. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm high off of drugs, and she's not helping me move. So I put on my t-shirt backwards. I walk through the hallway, bumping through walls, and she up front talking about, "Can you walk?" Apparently not, you stupid. Apparently not. Then my mama don't want to help me walk. I'm walking into things. I'm trying to press the elevator button. I miss the elevator button. I get in the elevator. My mom tells me to stand on the guardrail. I collapse on the guardrail in a swat position while in the elevator. I'm like, you stupid. You know I'm high, so I don't know what I'm saying. I'm like, you stupid beep. Don't want to help. No, I don't want to help a beep. So I'm cussing him out. I mean, I'm really cussing. My mom said I cussed her out.
You said you weren't high, Boo, but you weren't like,
oh no, at that time, trust and believe, I couldn't see a thing.
Do you know why people act like that? Like, some people, like, when they do that, like, they, like, really become, like, really... Do you know why? Like, is it because they have a lot of, like...
Oh, I had it through an IV, so it was in my bloodstream. And I was, like, everything was disillusioned. I couldn't even look straight, walk straight at anything. Oh, boy, I'm so mad.
I'm sorry that happened, Boo.
And then the same day, I got my check. I got my $209 check. I'm happy. And I got this Dean List thing. They finally sent, you made Dean List for fall 2014. I was like, oh, okay. Then after I took two of them pills, no, I came home. It was so much pain. After that thing wore off, I was in so much pain. I wanted to cry so bad. That pain is unbelievable. I had to wait for them to get my pills from the store. The moment they got them pills, I took them sucker, collapsed into a deep sleep. I'm like, oh man, I can't deal with this. I can't eat my chicken. I got some chicken. Well, no tell anybody, but I'm going to try to eat the chicken. I'm going to try to. I'm not going to eat all the way in the back of my mouth, but I'm going to tear that chicken up. God forbid something happened to these two constituents, but oh, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to tear this chicken up.
Boo, you can't do that. She said not to eat hard things.
Good chicken.
But you just give it to your mom.
But it's good chicken.
What happens if you break the stitches?
I'm going to eat with my front teeth and then swallow.
Boo, what if you forget and then you eat with the opposite side?
No, bad. I gotta eat the front teeth, so when it enters, I gotta bite with my front teeth, no matter what. I know I'm a rebel, but the chicken is calling me.
Yeah, guys, don't follow Boo's example. If when your doctor says don't eat hard things, don't
she
eat hard
don't
things.
Eat, she said don't eat anything before. She didn't say anything about after. she said make sure you don't eat or drink anything before the surgery. I'm like, okay. So I pigged out on some chicken wings and pork fried rice. Little did I know, I apparently saved a lot of the food than I thought I did. So I have like an extra 4 pieces of chicken wings and rice left. And I want it now. I want it. I really do. I want it. The games I've been playing. Oh, Mario Party 5. Let's not talk about that.
You can't talk about it because ST isn't here.
Yeah, let's just say Yoshi is a cunt.
Mm.
Who?
Yoshi, not Yoshi Man.
Just Yoshi.
Yeah, just Yoshi. Cause before
I hate Yoshi too.
You know, he had everything sweet and good for him in that game. He had 10 stars at the end of the game, followed by me with 2 stars and SZ with 2 stars. Yes, there's a big gap like that. And I don't even want to go further because it gets me mad. I felt like I played Super Smash Bros. With someone. And I teared it. And I whooped their behind, too. Oh, it was Aoife. I'm sorry, Aoife. I'm sorry. I played it with him. And let's just say, ooh, God bless him. I think I'm getting a bit too advanced in the game. Because I was doing Classic Mode with Kirby, and let's just say I knocked everybody out. I mean, I was knocking everyone out. Oh, yay. And, let's say, what is it? I don't think I played anything else. Yes, I do. I think I played something else. I played Mario Party 3 with, User 9 and Brady with Honey Bunches 2.
My party, you mean my party 1?
I said 3, didn't I?
Yeah.
I mean 1. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, they are so. God bless them.
One funny thing that happened was that, basically, it was Mushroom Mix Up, right? So I first went out because User blocked me. Then, ironically, he jumped off. God knows why. He just jumped off the mushroom and into the water. I'm like, oh, okay. And then it was just this guy named literally his name is just A. And then there was Boo. So basically, this is what I'll say. Eight times 9. That's how many A's there is in name. 8 times like 9. Basically, ground pounded on Boo when Boo was jumping. So Boo got squashed, but then A times 9 flew off. Like, he freaking just flew off the damn thing. He's just like, whoosh. Talk about, like, sneezing backwards, you know? Can you go like, ach, and you're like backwards like that? That's basically what happened to him. Like, he just flew off, and me and Boo were gagging. And I wish we were on Skype, because we were just literally gagging and squealing and just everything of that nature. And another thing that happened was I stole coins from one of them, and they were like saying, why didn't you steal from Boo? And I'm like, if I stole from Boo, Boo would have just stole from me. So what was the point of that?
And you were going to the star.
Yeah, and if I would have stole his star, you would have stole my star. So what would be the point of that? I don't know what was in their process.
He was just mad.
I told him not to steal coins from me, and he did and stole 1 coin. So I wanted my coin and star back.
Boo is working. Boo, the game, and we didn't finish the game, but Boo was finished. He finished in like. Well, we didn't finish it, but, like, he had, like, 2 stars, and he was in first, so. Good job, Boo. Because SC's not here, we can't really talk about it. We played Mario Party 2 recently, then we played Mario Party 6. That made me mad.
My favorite.
That made me mad. Because I was lagging it, apparently. And everything was so slow. Once I left, everything went so much faster.
SC said that, not me.
Yeah, he did say that, but I can't stand that because when people, like, when I find out that I'm ruining the game for people, and then he's like, oh, well, you know, let's just try again. And I'm like, no, because you basically just said that I'm making it go slow. So I hate when people do that, like, I'm ruining the game for them, and they're like, oh, no, you can still play, when you know damn well you would prefer I didn't play. I can't stand when people say things like that. Like, oh no, come on, let's still play. When, you know, like, it's lagging like crazy and things aren't working. I don't like that. I don't like when people act like that. But we played Mario Party 3 after, which that was BS because we didn't finish it. We stayed up to like 2:30 in the morning.
What was this?
Yeah.
Literally today. Technically, because 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, today. I had my doctor's appointment at 9:20. I went to it. I woke up. I was dead tired, but I went to it. It was just a checkup. Nothing's wrong with me, thank the Lord Jesus. At least for now. Other than that, not much. I'm so sorry, but I kind of like took your "What have you been doing?" and like switched it to mine. Has there been anything else going on? I don't think so. Let me talk about this. Before I forget, I've recently been starting an advice thing on my channel, basically where you guys will like ask me advice, and it'll help. I will help my fans or whatever, whoever you are, I'll help them out. Basically, I got this email from a guy named Giovanni, and like, you know, he was like he emailed me basically saying like, you know, he's really depressed, he's really sad because his confidence is really low, and he keeps losing at games, and his friends, quote unquote friends, laugh at him, brag about how horrible he is, and things like that, and then, you know, that was pretty much it. And he had some other questions too, but I basically answered it, and you know, I think it went pretty well. He emailed me back saying, you know, thank you so much, Michael, I really appreciate you answering my question and whatnot, and I'll take your advice. And yeah, so I was really happy about that. So if you guys are confused by this, you know, just go on my channel and you'll find everything out. It's really simple. Basically, you just tell me what's wrong, you have a problem. Hopefully it's not like dead serious, like it's life or death or anything like that.
Yeah, please don't do
that.
Yeah,
no,
if it's something like that, you need to call the police.
Or if it's like a medical problem, you call the doctor or whatever the case is. But like problems that like are that anyone can really help with, like what a therapist can help with, like what your good friend can help with, like just by listening to you. That's what I mean. Like, you know, like you're low on confidence, or like you feel like you're selfish or whatever. Like for whatever reason, like, you know, just contact me, email me, spiderstaru@gmail.com, and yeah, I will. Yeah, that's what I'll help you out. And that's pretty much it. I'm sorry for taking so long, Toadette.
Sol, did you go yet?
I was gonna go. Is that okay?
You go.
Alright, so I haven't been gone. I haven't been here for a while because I've had some really bad stuff happen. And, I mean, I don't want to talk about it too much, but, like, long story short, a friend of mine killed herself. And so I was just really depressed that Saturday. And then that Sunday was her funeral, I think. I don't really remember. And no. This Sunday was. And then that last Thursday is when I found out, or something like that. Oh, it's something about it. I think I missed the week before because I couldn't do it. And then this past episode, I just couldn't do it because I was getting really sad about it. And so there was that, and I was really sad about it, and it went in local news, and I got mad because a couple people were trying to act like they were sorry and they didn't know the person, and then one person who I was really mad at was part of the problem and why, and so it's just sad. I also have been, besides that, that's all I'm going to talk about. If you guys want to know more, anybody, just ask me. I don't really care. I just don't feel like talking about it on a podcast. But besides the point, I've also been watching a lot of TV lately. I finally saw Modern Family for the first time, and that show is really good. It's a well-written show for what it's about. Like, it's such a... like, the idea of it is so simple, yet it's never been done before. So I thought that was a cool... or it's a twist on the, you know, multiple scenarios in a single episode. So it was that. I also, but was speaking of TV, I've been watching a lot of Steven Universe because that show is really good. And I've been really excited because I was telling my friend this in the car because I hung out with her last night, and a whole bunch of other people, and I'm not going to talk about that, but I hung out with people last night. But I was telling her in the car on why I've finally been, my weird obsession with certain things. Since I've been, like, young, I've been, like, doing these things where it's like, oh, there's a whole bunch of this, and they're categorized by this. Example, Pokemon. They're categorized by types, and there's so many of them, but people can create them. I've been doing this a lot with Steven Universe characters, and I know it sounds so over the top. I don't like talking about it, but since we're weird, I'm allowed to, I feel comfortable talking about it. I drew characters, and they're really, it's so fun to do. Like, I never realized how fun it is to do, because you can draw your characters and whatever, but then there's, like, fusions, which is such an interesting thing, back to the show, I'm very excited, because this week they're doing an entire week of new episodes, leading to the season finale, I think, which is amazing, because, hey, and basically we've seen little previews of each episode, and due to the fact that the credits got leaked for certain characters, we have a loose understanding of what's going on. If not, go on the Reddit, the Steven Universe Reddit, because it's probably explained somewhere. But what else have we been doing? Oh, later today, I'm probably going out with friends, but other than that, that's all I've been doing.
Well, aren't you busy?
Well, I've been gone for 2 weeks.
I haven't done much at all. Yeah, so pretty much, yeah, I haven't done anything well, I have done stuff, but nothing really of interest. I guess I can say the funniest thing that happened to me. Excuse me. The funniest thing that happened to me probably is I was messing around with Smash for Wii U. I've been playing that a lot more since my 3DS unfortunately broke. I can't play Smash 3DS. So I've been playing the Wii U one a lot more. And that's okay, because I like the Wii U one more. It feels more fun, I guess. And I've been playing around with the customs and all, and I managed to create a Mii a fighter Mii that does around 60% in one hit. And one hit, I mean, like, fully charged hit, so it's not like he punches you and you're already at 60. But he's pretty damn strong, and I like using him. So I've been using him to, like, grind in classic mode, and especially in crazy orders, since he's amazing in that, and pretty much I've only ever died in crazy orders because of the usual just BS that happens there, like, you know, like a bullet bill or, like, you know, being edge blocked to your death and all. It's the usual BS that happens. And it's been really fun so far because he's just, like, so powerful. The only problem with him, though, is that, anyone with a counter, especially, like, Marth and Lucina, can, like, destroy him, because he's so strong that if you counter his hit, like, he gets, like, so much damage back in return. So that's the only problem with him. Oh, and he's slow, but, you know, that's not really a big problem for me, but, yeah, I've been pretty much playing with this Mii all week, and it's fun, it's been fun. So, yeah, that's about it for everybody. So let's get to the ending information. You can check us out at Mario Party Legacy. Lost Levels has its own website now, it's had its own website for a while now, so if you haven't checked it out yet, then there's something really wrong with you. if you want to check out the forum, maybe even get a chance to talk to us. Maybe not me, because I pretty much never go on the forum nowadays, but... you can go to MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. Make sure to check out our iTunes. Give us 5 stars, or else we'll come to your house and shoot you. and you can follow me on Tumblr at unofficialofficialtoadette. Check out my Instagram at _toadette_. I haven't posted much there recently. I'm so behind on that Toad Challenge. Like, it's like day 66 or something like that. I stopped at like day 41. Oops. And you can check out my friends at...
You can follow me at lepensyourpants.tumblr.com or Nintendo Network, which is COMPETE.
You can follow me through the ends of the earth across the frozen sea. I am Spider Star everywhere on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. So make sure that you are following all those bodacious and ostentatious accounts. Yeah.
Delicious. Account.
And for me, it's DarkBoo007, Twitter, Nintendo Network, DarkBoo on YouTube. And I have the hiccups so bad. I'm sorry.
That's the end.
Yes.
And I was like, alright.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I hope you have fun listening to this short episode.
Bye.
Boy.
Smoke weed every day.